VICT Consultancy.
Section 2. Object Navigation.
I've closed JAWS and launched NVDA, and we're still in the notepad document. I'll check using NVDA and T.
Untitled-notepad.
Yes, we are. And I'm just going to quickly change to the Ivona Emma voice using a VTurbo voice profile.
Context menu. Default. Untitled.
Configuration applied.
Yeah, that's better. So we're in the same document.
Blank. The Quicks Brown Fox jumped over the lazy bureaucrat.
Oh, pronunciation's a bit strange there.
Quick. Brown.
Quick Brown Fox, but when you read the line...
The Quicks Brown Fox jumped over the lazy
bureaucrat. It says Quicks Brown Fox. We found that by using the JAWS cursor, we could read different parts of the screen quite independently from the usual I-beam cursor where the keyboard normally has focus. So can we do that in NVDA? Yes, we can. And we do this with object navigation. Firstly, what is an object? Well, it's a synonym for the word thing. It's possibly even a synonym for the word control. Now, if I said control navigation to you instead of object navigation, that might be a bit more meaningful to you. Now, they are not quite the same thing, but we'll get by with it. Let us use the normal keyboard focus to go from one object to another inside Notepad. At the moment, we're in the document.
Blank.
I'm going to press the Alt key to move to the object, which is the menu bar.
File submenu Alt+F.
Okay, now I can go from the file object to the next one in the menu bar by pressing the right arrow.
Edit submenu Alt+T. Format submenu Alt+O.
And I'm pressing
view submenu Alt+E.
The right arrow to access those different objects which are inside the main menu bar. Now, if I want to go inside this object, then I have to do something like press Enter or press the down arrow.
Status bar unavailable.
I'm in the view menu here. It's only got one item. In order to go back up to the menu bar, I need to press Escape once.
View submenu Alt+E. Format submenu Alt. Edit submenu Alt+T.
And let's go inside the edit menu object.
Undo Control Z U. Cut Control X unavailable T. Copy Control C unavailable C.
Now, all of these menu items are things inside the edit menu. They are, therefore, objects inside the edit menu. And we can navigate in the normal way using the arrow keys.
Based Control V unavailable P.
Let's go back to the file menu.
Edit submenu Alt+T. File submenu.
And let's go down to the save command.
New Control NN.
So I've opened up and gone inside the file menu object.
Open. Save Control SS.
And that's the save menu item or object on the file menu. Press Enter.
Save as dialog file name. File name. Combo box collapsed. Edit Alt N. Selected DXT.
Right. I've now, by default, we've landed in the file name control, which, as we have said earlier, is a type of object. How do you go from one control to the other? Or ask the question a different way. How do you go from one object to another? Well, you press the Tab key.
Save as type, combo box text documents TX. Save button Alt+S. Cancel button. Encoding, combo box ANSI collapsed Alt. Save in, combo box VTurbo collapsed Alt+I. Dual bar, up one level button.
As we move round these different objects, these different controls, NVDA is telling us what type of control it is, what type of object. It could be a combo box, an edit box, or a list view, whatever.
Dual bar, my recent documents
this
button.
This one is a toolbar.
Folder view list, VT license, TXT not selected, file name, combo box collapsed, edit Alt N, selected DXT.
Okay. Now, all we're doing is cycling round objects which are at the same kind of level. And in the same way, you'll remember we did that at the start of the podcast when we were tabbing from the desktop list to the start menu, to the taskbar, system tray, and back to the desktop. So when you cycle round controls like this, you're actually cycling round objects which are at the same level, if you like. In order to see what is inside an object like this, a control, you have to do something else. You have to press Enter or some other key. So if we go to
Save as Type, Combo Box Text Documents TXT Collapsed Out.
Now this is called a combo box, which is screen reader parlance just for a list box which drops down when you press down arrow.
Save as Type, List, All Files. Text Documents TXT.
So you can go up and down the list which is now dropped down by pressing the up and down arrows. So you're examining the objects inside the Save as Type list box, combo box. In order to get back to the list box itself, we have to go up a level, and we'll do that by pressing Escape.
Text Documents TXT List Item Invisible Selected. Save as Dialog, Save as Type, Combo Box Text Documents TXT Collapsed.
If we Shift Tab to navigate to the previous objects,
File Name, Combo Box Folder View List, VT License TXT Not Selected list. 1 of 1.
The files that appear in this list, of course, are objects inside the list, and you would access them by pressing the arrow keys.
Toolbar, My Recent Documents button.
Right, we're in a toolbar. We can navigate in that by pressing the right or left arrow buttons.
Desktop button. My Documents button.
So I'm now inside that toolbar object. And each of these buttons is an object inside the toolbar object. That's certainly not difficult to understand. So these controls, as you tab through a dialog box, are all objects. And most of them have inside various other buttons, items, features that you can navigate through by using different keys. But all of these controls are inside a dialog box. We get the title of that by pressing NVDA and T.
Save As.
It's the Save As dialog box. And that itself is its own object. It's an object which contains the various controls. The other thing to think about is that the dialog box is inside Notepad. So that when we press the Escape key,
Untitled Notepad, Edit Multiline,
the dialog box disappears and we're left just with Notepad. So what we have then is a series of different levels of objects where the application is the first and the grandfather, if you like. And when you open up a dialog box, it's almost like a child window. It's inside the application window. The various controls like the file name edit box, the save button, the look-in list, whatever. These are controls or objects inside the dialog box. And inside them could be other items, such as folders to save your file to, or indeed files to open in the files list. But what we have been doing so far is navigating these objects, object navigation, by using the ordinary PC cursor, if you like, the system cursor, the system focus. However, can we send another cursor to these different objects while keeping the system focus tied down? Yes, we can. We can do that in NVDA by using the special object navigation features, and I'll show you that now. If you have a dialog open, then press Escape so that we're now back in the document and find a line of text.
The Quicks Brown Fox jumped over the lazy bureaucrat.
Okay, when navigating to the menu bar, for example, we were pressing the Alt key, and that would then send the system focus to the menu bar, and we could no longer type any text because the I-beam, if you remember, stops blinking because the computer focus has gone to the menu bar. But we can send the object cursor in NVDA off to the menu bar to read what's there while leaving the keyboard cursor or system cursor, the I-beam, blinking away, ready for text. How do you do that? Well, you use the numpad. If you're on a laptop and you don't have a numpad, don't worry. But you will need to look at the user guide for NVDA in a table which shows you the various keystrokes for object navigation In one column, it tells you what numpad keystrokes to hit, and in the next column, it will tell you what keys to press if you are using a laptop. But for the sake of brevity, I'm just going to mention the numpad keystrokes here. So the first thing to do is to get object navigation to tell us which object, which control, which thing currently has the focus, and we do that with NVDA and numpad 5.
Edit multi-line focused. The Quicks Brown Fox jumped over the lazy bureaucrat.
So it said an edit multi-line focus. Now, the kind of information you get back from NVDA might well depend on your NVDA settings. So in, for example, object presentation mode, you should have checkboxes and things like this object description and what have you. So I've got most of the checkboxes all turned on in my settings, and it is telling me that
edit multi-line focused. The Quicks Brown.
Edit multi-line focused. What is edit multi-line? Well, a document where you type text, you can type in different lines. It's an edit control. It's an object called an edit control, but it's multi-line. If you think about the dialog box that we were just in, the save dialog, the file name box is also an edit control, but it's only a single line, and it's a short line at that. Now, in Notepad or Word or an email client, where you type is exactly the same, except that it's a lot bigger and it's multi-line. But where you type in a document is also a control, it's also an object, in the same way that a combo box is or a button is. So our current object is an edit control, and NVDA reads the line where that is. How do we get to the next object? Well, we use the key just beside numpad 5, numpad 6, and again hold down NVDA key. So NVDA 6 gives you
no next.
No next. Ah, there is no cycling here. Unlike when we were tabbing through a dialog box, and when we get to the last button, it automatically goes round in a circle and we can keep tabbing ad infinitum. Not so with NVDA special navigation. When you get to the end of a bunch of objects at the same level, it then says
edit mul- no next.
No next. So we then have to go backwards here. How do you do that? Well, four keys to the left of numpad 5, so we press NVDA and 4.
Application menu bar contains commands to manipulate the current view or document out.
Okay, application menu bar. It's not reading out what's in the menu bar, but I'll explain why in a minute. So press NVDA numpad 4 again to go to the previous object.
Close button closes the window.
That's the close button.
Maximize button makes the window full screen. Minimize button moves the window out of the way.
These are the three symbols which were announced by JAWS earlier on when I was using the JAWS cursor. These are the three buttons at the end of the very top line, which is the application title bar. Press previous object again.
System menu bar contains commands to manipulate the window alt space.
What it's done there is to go to the system button, which is at the very left of the application title bar. Now we will go to the previous object with NVDA numbered 4.
No previous.
So when it gets to the very beginning of the objects at this particular level, it can't go any further back. It says no previous. So at one end we have no previous, at the other end we have no next. Let's go back though by pressing NVDA 6 to find the application menu bar.
Minimize button moves the maximize button make close button closes. Application menu bar contains commands to manipulate the current view or document out.
Okay, and press NVDA 6 to go forward again.
Edit multi-line focused. The Quicks Brown Fox jumped.
Oh, but that's taken us back to the object, the control, which has the text in it, the edit box. So how do we get to the menu using object navigation? First of all, go back to the object that contains the menu bar by going to the previous object by pressing NVDA numpad 4.
Application menu bar contains commands to manipulate the current view or document out.
So how do we get inside that? How do we get to the objects contained inside this application menu bar? Well, to do that, you press a special object navigation key. We press NVDA number 2.
File menu item submenu aldef.
And it goes to the first thing, the first object inside the menu bar. Now, because we are at the level of the file menu, the heading file menu, if we then move side to side by using NVDA 4 to go previous, NVDA 6 to go to the right, we should access the different objects in the menu bar. So press NVDA 6.
Edit menu item submenu alt.
As expected, we get the edit menu. And just keep going.
Format menu item submenu alt O. View menu item submenu alt E. Help menu item submenu alt H. No next.
No next. So we get to the end of the menu bar. And of course, if we go back by pressing NVDA 4.
View menu. Format. Edit menu. File menu. No previous.
It says no previous. So we have taken a look inside the application menu bar by pressing NVDA and 2 to find out what's inside it. We're on the file menu, and if you had forgotten which object the navigation object cursor is on, we could ask it to tell us what the current object is. Again, it's NVDA key and numpad 5.
File menu item submenu alt F.
Okay. Now, let's use the left and right arrows.
Tab T H E space Q U I C K space B R.
So the keyboard normal arrows are still focused on where we left it. However, the object navigation had gone off to where we put it on the menu bar. Even with the object navigation cursor reading the menu bar, we could immediately start typing and the iBeam would put the letters where we wanted them to be.
File menu item submenu alt F.
Now let's see if the file menu has any objects inside it that the object navigation can read. But again, we'll press NVDA and 2.
No objects inside.
There are no objects inside. Now we know that there are commands inside the file menu, but obviously, we have reached the end of the levels to which we can direct object navigation to go. And now, if we wanted to go inside the file menu, we would have to activate the menu in the normal way. But we're focused here solely in object navigation mode, and the keyboard is actually focused elsewhere. So how do you activate the file object to show the file menu when all you've got hanging over it is the object navigation cursor? You do what is, you could call it an object enter, which is NVDA and the enter key on the numpad.
New control NN.
And the file menu opens up, and we're now inside that. So to activate a button, a control, to activate a menu object that you're on, you simply press NVDA with numpad enter. And of course, from there on in, we can use the ordinary arrow keys to go up and down.
Open. Save control S. Save as. A.
But can you go up and down the menu items using object navigation?
Save control S. Menu item S. Open.
Yes, you
control
can.
Control O. Menu item.
Again, by using NVDA with 4, 5 and 6, you can go to the previous object, read the current one. This is NVDA numpad 5.
Open. Control O. Menu item O.
And I can go to the next item.
Save control S menu item S.
Okay. How do I activate that command using object navigation as opposed to the normal method? Again, we use the object enter, which is NVDA and numpad enter.
Save as dialog file name, and that, combo box collapsed.
And that brings up the usual save as dialog. But I'm going to press escape to go out of that and back to
blank. The Quicks Brand Fox.
To the document. Now, we'll see where the object navigator is now by pressing NVDA and 5.
Edit multi-line focused. The Quicks.
Now, let's go back to the file menu. Let's see who gets there first. So we're going to do object navigation. And I know it's before the edit, a multi-line edit control. So I'm going to press NVDA and 4.
Application menu bar contains commands to manipulate.
I'm going to go inside that to examine what's there by pressing NVDA and 2.
File menu item submenu alt F.
Okay. Now we have seen how to go from one level and drill down inside it to see what's in there by pressing NVDA and 2. Is there a reverse process to go from inside an object like this back up to the object which contains it? Well, where do you think that keystroke is going to be if NVDA and 2 takes you down into an object? You'd be right by thinking that NVDA and 8 takes you back up into the object which contains it.
Application menu bar contains commands to manipulate the current view or document out.
And there we are, it's gone back up again. So in that way you can go from one object to another, go inside them to see what is there, and then go back up again to the original object. The multi-line edit object and the various buttons, minimize, maximize, are all inside the application. So is there any object which contains these? How do we find out? Well, we go up an object level by pressing NVDA and 8.
Untitled Notepad Window.
Untitled Notepad Window. So this is the top level, if you like, level 1. It's the big application object, and inside that application object, you get other controls, other objects. Let's do NVDA and 5 again.
Untitled Notepad Window.
And that repeats the name of the application object, which always ends with the word window. That's important. You will know that you have come to the topmost object in any application when it says window. Let's go inside the application window again using object navigation by pressing NVDA and 2.
System menu bar contains commands to manipulate the window alt space.
And if you remember, that's the first object at this level, because if we hit NVDA and 4,
no previous.
We have no previous. And we can then go off and find our edit control or edit object again by pressing NVDA and 6.
Minimize button, move, maximize button, close button, application menu, edit multi-line focused. The Quicks Brown Fox jumped over the lazy bureaucrat.
But we didn't even have to do that in order to start typing, because remember that this navigator cursor, the navigator object, is at independently at a different area of the screen. It's independent from the writing cursor, the iBeam. So what kind of problems can we solve by using object navigation in NVDA? What we'll do next is press Alt-F4 to close Notepad, but don't respond to the message box that comes up. We want that message box to be there.
Notepad dialog. The text in the untitled file has changed. Do you want to save the changes? Yes button, Alt-Y.
Let's find out what control, what object currently has focus by pressing NVDA and Tab.
Yes button, focused, Alt-Y.
Now, if we just press Tab, we can cycle through the controls, the objects, in this message box.
No button, Alt-N. Cancel button. Yes button, Alt-Y. No button, Alt-N. Cancel button. Yes button, Alt-Y.
But hang on, there's some text in this box and we're not getting to it. So how do you hear that announcement again, the question that needs to be answered by pressing yes or no? Well, there's one way to do it is to press NVDA with the letter B, B for Bravo. That reads the whole of the current window.
Notepad dialog. The text in the untitled file has changed. Do you want to save the changes? Yes button, Alt-Y. No button, Alt-N. Cancel button. Graphic. The text in the untitled file has changed.
But if you're in a message box that has quite a lot of text in it, and all you want to do is to read a particular line or even a particular word, it's a bit tedious pressing NVDA and B to read the whole of the dialogue again. This is where you can use object navigation. Let's go to the numpad. If you're using a laptop, this is NVDA and K, I believe. But press NVDA and numpad 5.
The text in the untitled file has changed. Do you want to save the changes? Text read only.
Right, okay, it's read out the message that we need to answer. Let's go to the next object by pressing NVDA and 6.
No next.
Right, we're at the end of the objects in this particular level, so let's go back the way with NVDA 4.
Graphic read only. Cancel button. No button Alt N. Yes button focused Alt Y. No previous.
I'm going to get to the beginning. But this is significant. Let's go back to the message.
No button Alt N. Cancel button. Graphic read only. The text in the untitled file has changed. Do you want to save the changes? Text read only.
So here, by using object navigation, we're able to read out just the text of a message box that we just cannot access by using the ordinary cursor by pressing tab. This can be extremely handy. Now let's go to the yes button.
Graphic read cancel button, no button alt, yes button focused alt y.
And we can hear it again by pressing NVDA on 5.
Yes button focused alt y.
Let's say that we had landed on a button or control that we didn't quite understand and we would like it spelled. How do you do that? Well, you do a kind of double click of NVDA 5. You hold down the NVDA key and press 5 twice quickly.
Y-E-S.
And Emma excitedly spells out the word yes. You can go a step further. How about triple clicking the object? That is, holding down NVDA and pressing 5 3 times quickly.
Yes, copy to clipboard.
Yes, copy to clipboard. So the text of the object, the current object, has been copied to the clipboard. And we can verify this by getting NVDA to tell us what is on the clipboard. And you do that by pressing NVDA and C.
Yes.
And there it is. But this is going to be even more useful for copying text inside message boxes that we can't otherwise get access to. So let's use NVDA and 6 to go back to the object which contains the text of the message.
No button Alt N. Cancel button. Graphic read only. The text in the untitled file has changed.
How do we copy that to the clipboard? We press NVDA key, hold it down and hit 5 3 times quickly.
The text in the untitled file has changed. Do you want to save the changes? Copy.
Now that's just reading out what has been sent to the clipboard. Again, we can verify what's in the clipboard by pressing NVDA and C.
The text in the untitled file has changed. Do you want to save the changes?
Right. That can be very useful when, for example, sending an error report to a company, to a developer, where an error message has come up and all you want to do is to send them the text. Now, you can, in NVDA, send them all of a dialog box or message box like this at any time just by pressing Control-C, which is the normal Windows copy. Let's just do that. And if we check the clipboard with NVDA and C...
Notepad, the text in the untitled file has changed. Do you want to save the changes? Yes, no, cancel.
And you will notice that the whole of the dialogue, including its title bar and the various buttons, have been copied to the clipboard as well. But if all you want to do is to copy a complete chunk of text, you can do that using object navigation. Let's close this message box by pressing the escape key.
Untitled notepad, edit multi-line. The Quicks brown fox jumped over the lazy bureaucrat.
So far we've been using object navigation to explore various controls, objects, in a way that we could do using the ordinary keyboard focus. So what's the big deal? Well, have a look at this. I'm in Windows Explorer in XP here, and I'm on a particular document.
Open Office test doc size, 9 KB.
Open Office test, which I created a while ago. And I want to add that to a zip file in WinZip. Now, I only have the evaluation version of WinZip. And I'm going to use the shortcut menu by pressing the Applications key in order to access WinZip.
Context menu.
Now, I know that pressing Z will open up the WinZip submenu here.
Add to zip file.
Which
Z.
Which I want. I'll press Enter.
My WinZip dialog days installed. 2 total archives opened. 0 button.
0 button. Right. I want the use evaluation button. I don't want to buy now, so I'm going to press NVDA and Tab to see which button I'm focused on.
Button focused.
Press Tab again. Nothing. Press Tab again. Do you ever get that in WinZip or other applications. Let's see if object navigation can help out here. So let's see what the object navigator is focused on by pressing NVDA and numpad 5.
Button focused.
It says button, not helpful. But then go to the next button with NVDA and 6.
Use evaluation version button.
Ah, this time it's actually telling us what the button is called. Press NVDA and 6 again.
Buy now button.
The buy now button, which is the one I never hit.
Enter registration code. Button LDAR.
That's the next one, and so on until we get to no next. Let's go back to the use evaluation button.
Buy now button. Use evaluation version button.
Now remember, we're focused on this using the object navigator cursor, if you like, not the normal keyboard cursor, which is moved by the tab button. So we need to activate this button, we need to activate this object. How do we do that? Remember, by object enter, which is NVDA plus the enter key on the numpad.
Press add dialog, adding file, C, docu.
So now we're in the add file dialog, which is otherwise accessible, and we can go through that in the normal way. So here we've found a situation, a problem, where normal keyboard tab in a message box, in a dialog box, it just won't work because the buttons aren't properly labelled and will not be spoken, at least by using normal methods. So we have to use object navigation for that, and it's worked a treat in the case of WinZip.
VICT Consultancy.